Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Chaf He, mitzvah 325, the last mitzvah, the 63rd mitzvah in Parshas Emor. We've been on this Parsha for a couple of months, but Baruch Hashem, we have made it to the final mitzvah of Parshas Emor, the final mitzvah relating to Yantif, which we had 25 plus mitzvahs related to Yantif, Yeshiva B'Sukkah, the mitzvah of sitting in a sukkah. The Torah tells us all the way at the end of the Parsha, remember we discussed yesterday, about why Lulav is mentioned before Sukkah, and why it's mentioned in a second rendition of Sukkah and Sukkis in the Torah. But at the end of the Parsha, we have the Pasuk, Basukos Teshvu Shivas Yamim, in a Sukkah you shall sit for 7 days, called Ha'ezrach B'Yisrael, everybody amongst the Jewish people, Yeshu Basukos, Rashi quotes, L'Rabo says Ha'Gerim, even Gerim, who didn't go through the experience of Anani HaKavod, but they also have the chiyuv of the mitzvah of sukkah. So again, as we said yesterday, we could spend hours and hours discussing everything about a sukkah, but we'll try to touch on a few of the salient points. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, mitzvah yeshiva basukkah, mitzvah sukkah, shenitztavinu lasheves basukkah shivas yamim. We are commanded to sit in the sukkah for 7 days. Shene emar, basukos teshvu shivas yamim. In a sukkah you shall sit for 7 days. Days here doesn't only mean days, it means days and nights. 7 days, 24/7. And the first day is the 15th day of Tishrei. So, clear in the Chinuch, the mitzvah is formulated as sitting in the sukkah. We'll get to it later on. What exactly does it mean, sitting in the sukkah? Does it mean eating in the sukkah? Does it mean sleeping? Does it mean literally sitting? But, who might argue on this? There is a famous discussion of the Netziv in Kuf Samaches, in the Hemek She'ela, 168. All the way at the end of the Hemek She'ela, where the She'iltos, the Rav Achoy Gon says, he formulates the mitzvah of sukkah as She'ilta, demechayvin debeis Yisrael, lemevid mitalalta umeseba. The mitzvah is to make a sukkah and sit in it. Shiva yome. V'chsiv chag asukkas tasa lecha shivas yamim v'chsiv asukkos teshvu shivas yamim. And then he goes into the halachas. So nobody would have picked up on this she'iltos until the Netziv came along. One of the, has been pointed out that the Netziv picked, he wrote his commentary, besides his commentary on the Torah, but much of his commentaries were on items that were not learned. And he wanted to make them learned. And therefore he wrote an unbelievable commentary on it. And therefore now people learn it. The Sifri is the commentary of the Emek HaNetziv. So now people learn the Sifri, because you have the commentary of the Emek HaNetziv. The She'iltos. How many people learned the She'iltos before the Netziv wrote his commentary on it? I don't know. I wasn't around in the 1800s, but or the 1700s. But now that the Netziv wrote the Hemek She'el on it, now that's an unbelievable set, and now people learn the She'iltos. So the She'iltos, Netziv made the She'iltos famous. The She'iltos says it's a mitzvah to build a sukkah and sit in it. Says the Netziv to build a sukkah. It's a mitzvah to build a sukkah. It's a mitzvah to build a sukkah. It's a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. Why does he say lemevin mitalalta? Why does he say that? Says the Netziv, this is his yesod. Netziv comes up with the category of hechsher mitzvah haksuva batorah. For every mitzvah that we use an item for, there is a preparation stage, right? You have to cut the lulav down in order to get the lulav. You have to shear the horn off of the animal in order to get a shofar. You have to build a sukkah and sit in the sukkah. But, says the Netziv, there is special status given to preparatory stages that are explicitly mentioned in the Torah. There aren't too many of them, but there are a few of them. Where the preparatory stage is mentioned in the Torah, it has special halachic status. Where do you have it? You have it right here, right? Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh Lecha. Ta'aseh is an allusion to the building of the sukkah. Uchsavtam al mezuzos beisachal v'sherecha. Write it? Don't write it. You have to write the mezuzah and then put it up on the wall. But it says, Uchsavtam al mezuzos beisachal v'sherecha. V'asu lehem tzitzis. What do you mean, asiya? There's no mitzvah to make tzitzis and put them in your drawer. The mitzvah is to wear the tzitzis. But by all of these examples, there are what's called hechsher mitzvah k'suvah b'Torah. L'may nafkamina, between hechsher mitzvah k'suvah b'Torah, not shlichus. Is there a bigger mitzvah for you to do it? Would you apply the principle of mitzvah bo yosemi b'shlucho by a hechsher mitzvah or not? Says the Netziv, it depends. Cutting the lulav off the ground, you would just let a shliach do it. There's no significance for you to do it. But sitting in the sukkah, but k'sivas mezuzah, or maybe even marriage. Machlokas, whether marriage is a mitzvah or not, we'll get to that in a couple of years, maybe a year and a half or so. When we get to Parshas Kisetze, when we have the 74 mitzvahs of Parshas Kisetze, even longer than Parshas Emor, but we know there's a mitzvah of Kiyikach in Parshas Kisetze, so is that a mitzvah? The Rambam holds that getting married is a mitzvah itself. But the Rosh holds that it's not no mitzvah to get married. It's a mitzvah to have children. The preparatory stage, the Heksher mitzvah, is to get married. So, according to the Rosh, that's also a Heksher mitzvah, Ksuvah b'Torah, and you'd apply the principle of mitzvah bo yosri b'shlucho to it, as is described in the beginning of the second parak of Kiddushin. But that's one nafkamina. Mitzvah bo yosri b'shlucho. Is there a havamina to make a bracha? Generally, we say you only make a bracha on the final stage of the mitzvah. You don't make a bracha on the preparatory stage. But, Heksher mitzvah ksuvah b'Torah, the Yerushalmi says, you make a bracha on building the sukkah. Building the sukkah. The Gemara Menaches has havaminas to make a bracha on putting the tzitzis on the beged, writing the mezuzah, says the Netziv. If you look at all those examples the Gemara has in Menachas and Daf Mem Beis, those are all Heksher mitzvahs aksuvah b'Torah. So he says those have special significance. He also says maybe the principle of osik b'mitzvah patah b'mitzvah would apply to a Heksher mitzvah aksuvah b'Torah. And this is the whole discussion of the Netziv in She'ilta Kuf Samach Tes. That is a different formulation than our formulation of the mitzvah, the chinuch, of the mitzvah of just sitting in the sukkah. Okay, let's continue. Mishoshi HaMitzvah. Mashav B'forish B'Kasuv. What's the shirsh behind the mitzvah? It says in the Torah that we have to sit in the sukkah. Why? The Torah says, L'man Yedu Dorasechem. We already spoke about the Bach in the first mitzvah, when we spoke about the first night of Sukkot, the Isra Malacha. But here the Chinuch mentions, L'man Nizkar Anisim HaGadolim Sha'asa HaKel Baruch Hu, to remember the Nisa that Hashem did for our forefathers, L'avoseinu B'amidbar B'tzeisim Mitzrayim, She'sichacham Ba'anani HaKavid. He was Sochechem, that's the word Schach. He covered them with the Anani HaKavid, Shlo Yasek Lem HaShemesh B'yom V'kerech Malayla, so the sun and the cold would not affect us. That's one day. The Yesha Pirshu She'sukkas Mamish Asu B'nei Yisrael B'amidbar. Some say that Hashem made actual huts and protected us in the hut. That's a machlokas in Masechta Sukkah and Dav Yud Aleph on the base. Machlokas Tanaim, what we are supposed to be thinking about when we sit in the Sukkah. So we think about both. The Torah says we hold on in the Akavit, but either way, we can think about both. And through thinking about the great things that Hashem did for us, Nizhar b'mitzvos ha-baruchu, we will be Nizhar in all the mitzvahs of Hashem, and we will be right to accept the goodness that Hashem wants to give us. Question is asked by the Mabit in Beis Elokim. Mabit asks in the Sefer on Tshuva and Tefillah, this is in Shar HaYesodos, Perek Lamed Zayin. We know the Gemara in Tainus tells us in the first Perek, there were three special Nisim that Bnei Yisrael were Zochet to in the Midbar. There was Zochet to the Anani HaKavid, there was Zochet to the Be'er, and there was Zochet to the Man. Ask the Mabit the simple question, why do we only have a Yantif to remember the Anani HaKavid? There's no Yantif to remember the Man. There's no Yantif to remember the Be'er. Okay, Man, maybe Lechem Mishnah, but you don't have a whole Yantif. Ani HaKavod gets his own special yantif, says the Mabit beautifully. The Efshal Omar, he says, no. God took out a nation of 2 million people to the desert. What, he's not going to give us bread? He's not going to give us water? What kind of God is he? Of course he has to give us bread and water. Okay, he gave us super duper bread. He gave us the man. But the basic idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu having to give us bread and water that he kind of needed to do. Ani HaKavod, that he didn't need to do. We could have had to walk over mountains and walk in puddles and being cold and we could have lived. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that for us. He went above and beyond for us. That's Mechayev Yantif. The Kiva Davar Dar, he says, Kigam Shaber Bamana Yunisim before Samim Lein Kov, Hismidu Bukalabar Mshana. Yes, they were Nisim. Kiva Shaya Davar Hechrechi, Shei Efsha Belimits Yusam Klaal, the hook for Remez Lahim. We don't have a Kvias of a Yantif for that. Aval Anane HaKavid, Shalohaya Koka Hechrechi. We didn't need it. We could have just frozen a little bit. We could have boiled a little bit. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that for us. Oh, that's something special, and therefore, says the Mabit, that's why we have a yantif. Whenever there's something extra special, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us the his love, so therefore we have a yantif. It reminds us a little bit of the Pnei Yoshua in Shabbos, when the Pnei Yoshua asked the question that all the Achronim asked, why do we need the nace of Hanukkah to Moshe B'Tzibur? What do we need that nace for? Right? We could have done the Avodah anyway with Tumah. The answer is because Hashem didn't have to do it for us, but he did it for us anyway to show his love for us. And that's the real celebration of Hanukkah, is to remind us and to keep us focused on the chavivus of this mitzvah. Oh, so we know Sukkot takes place on the 15th day of Tishrei. There is a beautiful Gra. The Gra says in his commentary on Shir HaShirim, it's also quoted in Pinini Mishulchan HaGra, but he says in his commentary, why dafka the 15th of Tishrei? if we're remembering that we went out of Mitzrayim on the Akavid, so the tour says, you're right, it has nothing to do with the 15th day of Tishrei. But really, it's that we should have holidays every 6 months to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The holidays that it's nikar that we're doing something L'Shem Hashem. So if somebody walks into our house on Pesach night and they see us eating matzah and marah, they'll say, wow, they're doing this L'Shem Mitzvah. But if Pesach time, we would go out and sit in our sukkah, people would say, oh, it's springtime. People are going out to sit in their backyards. It wouldn't be nikar. So the tour says they bumped up sukkah 6 months later so that it's nikar just when people are bringing in their spring furniture, we'd have to go out at the time that it's starting to get cold. That's the tour. The Vilna Gaon says, no, it's Meduyik, that it's the 15th day. Why? Because as we remember, Sukkot is about the Anani HaKavod. That's what we paskin, like that Shita. Anani HaKavod, when did the Anani HaKavod return to Klal Yisrael? When by the Chet HaEgel, the Anani HaKavod left, says the Gra. And we have the whole process of Moshe Rabbeinu going up for 40 days, getting forgiveness, going up for another 40 days, bringing down Luchos Shnios on Yom Kippur. The next day, the 11th day of Tishrei, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down and tells Bnei Yisrael, it's time to build the Mishkan. Go and bring collections. Moshe collects for 2 days. On the 12th, right, he goes, I'll read you the Gra, he does the math. B'yom HaMachos, B'yom HaKippurim, Tziva L'Havi Nedavos, Hari Yud Aleph, V'Hari Yud Beis Yud Gimel, Havi Nedavos, on the 12th and the 13th, they bring the Nedavos, Baboker, Baboker, as the Pasuk says, and a B'yom Yud Dalet, on the 14th day, Moshe says, no, it's good enough, we have everything that we need, we have all the Nedavos. So they have everything. And the very next day, the 15th day of Tishrei, that's when the Shekhinah returned. That's when the Anani HaKavod returned. So it's not just, 6 months later, he sees Mitzrayim. No! The Anani HaKavod left for a few months, and the Dafka came back on the 15th day of Tishrei, which is exactly the first day of Sukkot. That's the Gra. Once we're talking about the Gra and Sukkot, you know, you can't not mention the following two ideas, and that is number one, the Gra says, where B'derech Remez do we know in the Torah that the halacha of a sukkah, how many walls does a sukkah have to have? Two and a little. Two and a little, that's all a sukkah has to have. How do you know that? Two and a little? The word sukkah. Samach kaf hei. The word samach is totally enclosed. So then what do? We go to the kaf, we have one side that's open, all you need is three sides, and then you have the hei, two and a little. Right? The Gra says you go from four walls to three walls to two and a little bit. That's the halacha Moshe B'Sinai of only needing two and a little is alluded to even in the word sukkah. And the other story that's quoted in the Hakdama of the Pa'as HaShulchan. The Pa'as HaShulchan was written by the Talmud of the Gra, of Yisrael Mishklov, written, it's a Shulchan Arech on all the mitzvahs that the Shulchan Arech left out. All the mitzvahs at Tzlius Baret that the Shulchan Arech didn't write about, Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov wrote a sefer, and that's why it's the Pa'as HaShulchan. It's the corner of the Shulchan Arech. Just like the Ramah's commentary is called the Mapa, it's the tablecloth on the Shulchan Aruch, so he wrote the Pa'as HaShulchan. So in the Hakdama there, he has some amazing stories that he's witnessed firsthand. So one of them, he said, he was in his Rebbe Sukkah with the Gra, and somebody came in and said, Rebbe, I've just been learning the Masechta Sukkah, and I know it cold. So that was his mistake. Don't say that to the Gra that you know a Masechta cold. So the Gra says, really? And he says, yeah, give me a Bechina. You don't ask a Gra for a Bechina. So the Gra says, okay, how many times does it say the word Sukkah Male with a Vav in the Masechta? And how many times does it say the word Sukkah Chaser in the Masechta? Obviously the guy did not know the answer. Then he says, how many types of Sukkahs Ksheirim are there in the Masechta? And how many types of Sukkahs Psulim are there in the Masechta? And again, no answer. The Gra says, if you look at the times it says the word Male, that equals the number of times that it's Sukkahs Ksheirim, and how many times it says the word Sukkah Chaser in the Masechta, that equals the number of times how many Sukkahs Psulim there are in the Masechta. And he left and he didn't come back for another Bechina. But anyway, that is the story that is told, true story, that is told over. The Vilna Gaon wanted to maybe impress upon him that there's always more that one can learn. And therefore, I want you to say, okay, I know it, give me a Bechina. Maybe it's not, at least not with the Gra. Okay, we continue. That's some of the hashkafa behind the mitzvah. Now let's get into some of the halachas. Midini mitzvah. Again, there's a tremendous amount here. Let's get into some basics. Mash Amr Zacharin Lavracha, what it says in the first daf in Sukkah. Sukkah she gavol amalam yasser ma'amah psula. What are the dimensions of the Sukkah? Highest that it can be is 20 amos. As the Gemara says, lo sholta ba'ina. If the schach is above 20 amos, so then you can't see the schach. And the ikker part of a Sukkah is the schach. As we know, there are no requirements for the walls. The walls can be made out of anything. Maybe even an animal. If you tie an animal up, you can use an animal for the walls of a sukkah. Schach has the three requirements the Mishnah mentions. Right, it has to be makabel tuma and something that goes to the ground and detached from the ground. The sukkah is the most important part of the chefsa shel sukkah. Lumdis, do the walls combine with it once you have the walls? Good question. But the schach is the ikr. So the schach has to be within 20 amos and it has to be above 10 tfachim. So somewhere between 10 tfachim and 20 amos is the height of the sukkah. What about widthwise? Uberachba says the chinuch, sarik shiva tfachim al shiva, 7 by 7, upachos become psula. Less than that is puzzle. We discussed at various times in the past an important discussion in Machlokas between Tosfos and the Ran in Masechta Sukkah. The Mishnah says in Sukkah, and it's quoted on Daf Gimel in Masechta Sukkah, but it's really a Mishnah later on Daf Chafches. What is the smallest sukkah? What if you have a sukkah that you can fit yourself, but you can't fit your table? Can't fit your food. So are you allowed to use such a sukkah? So Beis Shammai says, me the Rabbani, you're not allowed to use such a sukkah. Because maybe you'll come eat your food, you don't want to spill on yourself, so you'll reach out and you'll eat outside the sukkah. So Gzeira the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to eat on such a sukkah. Use such a sukkah. Beis Shammai says, don't worry about it. And Beis Shammai's lashon is, if you use such a sukkah, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. If you use such a sukkah, which midaraisa is the proper shear, 7x7, you never did the mitzvah of sukkah. The Ran says on the Gimel and Sukkah, that means even Da'oraisa, you are in Yotzei. The Rabbanan have the power to knock out a mitzvah Da'oraisa and say, if you don't do it this way, you're not Yotzei. Where's another example of this? Another example of this is Rabbeinu Yonah, the first Amud in Maseches Brachos. Rabbeinu Yonah says, what happens if you read Kriya Shema after Chatzos? According to the Rabbanan that say, you only have it until Chatzos. Right? Should you read it now? There's a daya there. Rabbeinu Yonah argued, there's a daya that says there's no mitzvah of Kriya Shema anymore. No mitzvah. Rabbanan wiped out the mitzvah. The Rabbanan have the power to wipe out a mitzvah d'oraisa if they feel the need to. The Ran in Masechta Sukkah says don't take it so seriously. Don't take it. It means you need to do the mitzvah on a muvchar, but you can still do it. But either way, this is a major discussion about the Rabbanan's affecting d'oraisas. The first Daf Be'in shir we had was about this topic a couple of years ago. Feel free to look at it. The Rabbanan's affecting d'oraisa. Good. One important ha'ara on the mitzvah of sukkah. I heard this from Mori Barabi, Rav Rosenzweig. He said, it's fascinating that if you look in the Masechta, sukkah, the mitzvah of sukkah, it's a double-edged sword. On the one hand, you have many halachas and parallels between sukkah and Beis HaMikdash and Hekdash. For example, the first parak, the Gemara learns out that the shortest sukkah could be 10 tfachim. What's the marker for that? Because that's how tall the kruvim were. And the shechina doesn't go less than 10 tfachim. So you learn the height of the sukkah from the kruvim. On daf tes in Masechta Sukkah, the Gemara says, Kishem shechal shem shemayim ala chagiga, kachal shem shemayim ala sukkah. Just like there's kedusha to the carbon chagiga, there's kedusha to your little hut in your backyard. The Gemara later on daf mem gimel, how do you know the mitzvah of sukkah is day and night? After all, the mitzvah of lulav is only by day. How do you know it's day and night? So you learn that from the miluim. Just like Aaron HaKohen and his family had to stay in the Mishkan day and night, so too you have to stay in your sukkah day and night. So on the one hand, you see there's a lot of kedusha elements to the mitzvah of sukkah. But on the other hand, ironically, famous halacha, teishvu kein taduru. Sukkah is like your house. You're uncomfortable in your sukkah, go inside. Mitztar patur min ha-sukkah. You have to treat it like your house. Right, so is it kadosh or is it like your house? So maybe the answer is that it's both. Sukkah has to be a replication of my house, but we have to imbue it with kedusha. It has kedusha elements, and it has everyday elements. That's what a sukkah is all about. And that's a running theme throughout the Masechta. Beautiful. Let's continue. Okay, we can't not do this Minchas Chinuch. This is one of the top 10 Minchas Chinuchs right here that is talked about in the yeshivas. Right? What is the Minchas Chinuch about? Skip a couple of paragraphs. Sukkah gizula, a stolen sukkah. This sukkah is a shekshera. The Gemara says that a sukkah gzula is kasher because ain karka nigzalis. After all, how do you steal a sukkah? Karka cannot be stolen. But that's usually. There is a concept of stealing a sukkah. What's that case? If I go into my friend's field and he built a sukkah and I push him out of his sukkah and I sit in that sukkah. That's a sukkah gzula. Tosa says that in Lulav HaGazel. But so there is a concept of sukkah gzula. If you look in Sukkah Daf Tesam and Aleph, the Gemara has a pasuk to exclude sukkah gzula. Testament Aleph. The Gemara says, "Hasam nami mi boy velim ute gzula." A pasuk is needed to exclude a stolen sukkah. Ask Tosfos there in Sukkah Daf Tes, what do you need a pasuk for to exclude a stolen sukkah that you could use it? Why don't you just say it's a mitzvah haba ba'aveira? And that's why you're not Yotze. You can't use a mitzvah of sukkah. Just say, what do you need a pasuk for? It's mitzvah baba veira. Tosfos there says, oh! You know what the answer is? Mitzvah baba veira is only a derabanan principle. Derabanan, this is a topic that comes up all over Masechet Sukkah. You learn a B.E. and it comes up all over the place. But that is Tosfos Hashita. Mitzvah baba veira is only psul derabanan. The Ritva right here says, no, mitzvah baba veira is limited to certain mitzvahs. What he calls mitzvahs shel ritzui. Mitzvahs where we try to get close to Hashem, like lulav and karban, etc. The Menachas Chinuch has another answer. Right here, in this big piece of the Menachas Chinuch, Menachas Chinuch says as follows. He says, if I, again, there's a larger piece, but I'll just mention the punchline. The Menachas Chinuch says, with only the principle of mitzvah baba veira, what would I say? I'm sitting in a sukkah. I'm sitting in a stolen sukkah. So what does mitzvah baba veira say? You don't get the mitzvah. You don't get the credit for sitting in the sukkah. Okay, I don't get the credit for sitting in the sukkah. But am I eating outside a sukkah? Am I getting an aveira of eating outside the sukkah? Does mitzvah baba aveira pulverize my chetzo shel mitzvah? I'm not sitting in the sukkah. Mitzvah baba aveira doesn't do that. All mitzvah baba aveira has the power to do is to wipe out a kiyum hamitzvah. It cannot change your reality. Says the Minchas Chinuch, that's the chiddush of the pasuk. The chiddush of the pasuk to exclude gzula tells me not only are you not yotze your mitzvah because the mitzvah of aveira, but you're not sitting in a sukkah. And if you sit in a stolen sukkah, you're eating outside a sukkah. That's the power of the pasuk added on to mitzvah baba aveira. That is the huge chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch right here in his piece on mitzvah baba aveira. Okay, what more can we talk about? Maybe just a little more. V'dinah mitztar, shepadim in a sukkah, turning over. Mitztar, as we mentioned, if somebody is pained and uncomfortable, they can leave the sukkah. Shatara amra, teishu kein taduru, because we have to sit in the sukkah as we would sit in our house. And if we would leave our house, we could leave the sukkah. Because we have to be very sad when we leave the sukkah. Or we can't be like the non-Jews at the beginning of Masechet Avodah Zarah that left the sukkah and they kicked the sukkah down. Right, we have to be sad. We have to feel like we got the Mishnah says in Sukkah that we got wine thrown back in our face after we brought it to our master. But we leave the Sukkah, and if anybody a chole can leave a Sukkah, shluchei mitzvah. If somebody's on his way to do a mitzvah, there are many p'turim leaving a Sukkah. It says the chenachon hegas b'chamakom v'chol zman b'zacharim avavom and akevus. Mitzvah applies to men and not to women. This is a mitzvah asay shahazman grama. The overall zeh, if somebody violates and does not eat pas. Some asudas keva in a sukkah, or doesn't sleep in the sukkah, he violates this mitzvah. Hey, wait a minute. Why is it that many Jews and chutzlaris don't sleep in the sukkah? In Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem. This past sukkah is my first time in my life. I was zochet to sleep in the sukkah every night of sukkahs. Baruch Hashem. Big schus. Eretz Yisrael. The climate works out also. But in chutzlaris, many people don't sleep in the sukkah. So it's a mefurish gemara, furish halachas. So we mentioned a couple of days ago, sit not sitting in a shmukkah shmini atzeres. That's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. That mitzvah, that's why many quote that's a minog tos. But not sleeping in the sukkah, that already is in the Ramah. The Ramah writes in Tavri Shlama Tess, why don't we sleep in the sukkah? So he says many times, people live in climates that it's uncomfortable. If it's uncomfortable, if it's freezing, if it's snowing, to sleep in the sukkah, that's where it came from. That's the Mordechai. V'li Niran, he says, maybe because the mitzvah of sukkah is to sleep with a husband and wife. And if you can't sleep in your house, you would sleep next to your wife. If you can't sleep next to your wife in the sukkah, so that is mitztar, and that's patam in a sukkah. That's a little more difficult because Chazal also knew that. That usually a husband and wife sleep next to each other. Okay. The Tovah Hachmer, the Rama says, if you can have a chance, you can have a sleeping sukkah, you know, for the family, and then a separate sleeping sukkah for you and your wife, that's best. But either way, this is the mitzvah, if possible, is to sleep in the sukkah. What exactly is the mitzvah? So again, we don't have time to go into it in depth, but the Rambam versus the Rush. The Rambam says that when you come into the sukkah, you make a bracha, leishiva sukkah, and then you sit down. The Rambam says explicitly the mitzvah is sitting. Leishev, yeshiva, is literally sitting in the sukkah. Pashas, according to the Rambam, you don't need to eat in the sukkah, but you need to sit. If you just walk into the sukkah and walk out, it's not good enough. That's the Rambam Shita. By the way, that's where we know from the Rambam how he made Kiddush every Shabbos. Nowhere in Hilchos Shabbos does the Rambam talk about how he made Kiddush. But in the Hilchos Sukkah, the Rambam says you have to make Leishev a sukkah and then you sit down. And this is why on Sukkis, we first make Kiddush and then we sit down. Meaning Mashba that he always made Kiddush sitting down. Sukkot, he had to make Kiddush standing up because he had to get Leishiv HaSukkah over Las Yosin before he sat down. That's the Rambam and Hilchos Sukkah. But that is the Rambam. Other Rishonim don't say you have to sit down. The Rosh says you go into the Sukkah. You go into the sukkah, you can make the bracha even standing up, and that's generally what the minhag ha'olam is. But the Rush says, meaning the, according to the Rush, it's not literally yeshiva sitting. Yeshiva means akava, hanging out, being around in the sukkah. But the Rush says, also, what the minhag ha'olam is called in Shulchan Aruch, it's an akava shel kvius. You need to be in the sukkah, and you have to have some type of kvius in the sukkah. What does that mean? Eating. That is why we generally, to be yotzei midei sfeikus, we generally don't make a leishev a sukkah unless we go into a sukkah and eat in the sukkah. That's an ikuv shel kvius, but we don't have to be machmir that we have to sit down in the sukkah. And the chinuch just adds at the end, obviously, the first night, we know, is a mitzvah d'araisa. Tesvav, tesvav, you have to eat a kezayis of pas in the sukkah. The other nights, if I want to eat fruit, the whole week, I can eat fruit outside the sukkah, but obviously trying to get it, to put myself into the mitzvah, that is what's always best for us to try to do. This is the mitzvah, some of the ideas behind the mitzvah of sukkah. Baruch Hashem, Hadron Aruch, Parshas Emor, you look in the end of the Minchas Chinuch. Shevach L'Hashem Yisbarach, Nishlama Parshas Emor Al HaKohanim. So we could also say the same thing, Shevach L'Hashem Yisbarach, Be'ez Hashem, next time we pick up with a new parsha and the 24 mitzvos in Parshas Behar. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody should have a good Shabbos.